Can you hear me? Amen. Amen. Will you pray with me? Dear God, we come to you with our hearts open, ready to receive your word. God, we ask that your presence is in this room, and that your love surrounds us, it fills us, it comforts us, it keeps us. God, you are good. May the words that come out of this body come from you. And may it edify this body. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes I bring this up for show. I ain't nothing here. The reading this morning comes from 1 Kings 19, 9 through 15. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
At that place, he came to a cave and spent the night there. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, throw down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind so strong that it was splitting the mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him and said, "Elijah, what are you doing here?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." Then the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram." This is the word of God for us. Amen. The song, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior," was a song that black folks used to sing during the time period of chattel slavery. The spiritual was song because it was one of lament. In that lamentation, black people were making a prayer of supplication to God, asking him to not pass them by. See, we have been told that we will never amount to anything, that we will have no connection to God due to the color of our skin. Therefore, singing this spiritual was more than just a song, but it was a prayer request. It is a song that we, the descendants, still sing to this very day. I believe that this is the song of Elijah. You know, we meet Elijah in 1 Kings 19 at a difficult time in his life. He is scared, fearful, and he is running for his life. We meet Elijah in a place where he finds security and rest. We meet him in a cave. though we meet Elijah here, I feel as though I should give him justice by sharing his story. Elijah was a Hebrew prophet whose name means Yahweh is my God. Elijah's story begins by introducing the state of affairs for the people of Israel. He was there to deliver them. They had been governed by kings for numerous of years, and several of these kings had done evil. God was troubled with what the people was experiencing, and he delivered his prophet Elijah to guide them out of corruption and suffering. Elijah's story continues in 19, where he is afraid for his life because he fears that he is alone and is the only prophet left by God. See, Elijah was fearful of his life because early on in 1 Kings 18, Elijah had proven that the God of Israel is the one true God, and Baal was a false god. Ahab, king of Israel, and Jezebel, wife of Ahab, were upset that he had proven this and thus threatened his life. This is where we meet Elijah. We meet him in a cave. You know, there is something in particular about this cave, something that struck me. Why go to this particular cave? You see, this cave was not just a regular one. This was not just a regular cave. This was the very same spot where Israel made their first covenant with God. This was Mount Sinai, Mount Horeb. And it was the very place where Elijah felt safe and secure. This was a place of rest. And most commentators have spoken to this part of Elijah's story as a part where Elijah was full of fear. But I want to lean into my womanist lens. That is, I am reading this place, this passage, from a place of wholeness and well-being for the whole community, including those who are inside the cave. Meaning, if we challenge ourselves, one can see that this cave was not some place where fear lived. Before Elijah, even during this hardship, even during this time of trial and tribulation, this cave became a place of rest, safety, and hope. The cave was a place where Elijah ran to because he knew, this is where I can find God. After all, this is the same place where God met the Israelites upon leaving Egypt, a place where they were held captive. This is the place where God speaks to those whom God has called. Therefore, I wonder that perhaps the reason why Elijah ran to this particular cave was to hear God. Yes, it was to hide, but Elijah also wanted to be reminded of the covenantal God that he served. Elijah needed to be reminded of who God was. While in this cave, Elijah was praying. And while he was praying, Elijah begins to feel the wind getting heavy. And he sees the mountains breaking into rocks. Elijah jumps up saying, surely the Lord is in this place. But God was not in the wind. Then all of a sudden there was an earthquake, but God was not in the earthquake. And at the earthquake, there was a fire, but God was not in the fire. Then suddenly there was a sound of sheer silence, a still small voice. And this is where God meets Elijah, asking him, what are you doing here? But see, I believe the asking of this question was not out of confusion. Elijah, what are you doing here? The asking of this question was one of assurance. Elijah, what are you doing here? God knew why Elijah was there, but it was Elijah who needed to be reminded of why God even showed up. See, I'm a visual person. I've always been a visual person. I can imagine While in this cave, Elijah is sitting down after a day's journey, praying to God's voice. And I believe his prayer went something like this. God, pass me not. O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. God, I have been zealous, very zealous for you. You are the God of Israel, the God of hosts. And Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left. They are seeking my life to take it away. My body is weary. Please keep hold of me and never let me go. And I believe as Elijah was praying this prayer, it was in the midst of it, God asked him again, but what are you doing here? And again, Elijah said, see, God, I have been very zealous for you, the God of hosts, for you are the same God of the Israelites. But the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away. God, are you here with me? Can you see all that I'm going through? As I was meditating upon Elijah's journey, I realized this. Elijah is the African-American during chattel slavery running for their life, in fear but towards freedom. And in the midst of running, they find a cave of safety. And it's in that cave that God whispers to them, I am with you. Elijah is the immigrant crossing the borders, various borders, running for their life towards a safe place. God whispers to them, though you walk through the valleys of death, you will fear no evil. I am with you. Elijah is the black trans woman who is only trying to survive a life in a world that was not built for her. So she tries to live a life by any means necessary. But God is saying to her, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, for I am with you. Elijah is you. You are Elijah. You who is broken, whose back is against the wall. You who feel like all hope is lost. You're wondering, where is God? In the midst of my trials and tribulations, in the midst of my pain, but God whispers to you. God whispers to you. For you cannot even fathom how deep my love and protection runs for you. I am with you. There was a moment in my life where I felt like God had disappeared. I felt like all hope was lost. And in the midst of my darkness, God whispers to me, I am with you. Just like you and I, just like the slave and the immigrant and the black trans woman, just like Elijah, there is another man by the name of Jesus who is kneeling down in the Garden of Gethsemane. In Luke, in his prayer, in his prayer, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but your will be done. In the midst of brokenness, Jesus wanted to give up, but God gave him strength to show that I am with you, even in this. Here is the promise. God is with you. Though this may sound very simple, this very statement that God is with you is one of complexity because it stretches your faith. It causes you to dig deeper, to understand what does it mean when God is with you. Our faith becomes a lived out reality, a lived out theology. It's something that we live in this very moment. When we are broken, our faith becomes real. It is at this very moment God shows up and provides us with the strength that surpasses all understanding. And as my grandmother would say, Kayla, he may not come when you want him to, but he's always on time. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Amen.